This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Because to this issue of business merchandise goods, you see, there's a few prices. One is the cost price, the price that you bought your goods at. Now, that is definitely not taken into consideration, the cost price, because the Fuqaha mentioned the current market value, not the cost price, because you could buy something and then its price could really shoot up in, you know, 3-4 years, you've still got that item. So, you know, or if the price goes down as well, then, you know, it's not going to be the cost price. Then we have the sale price, but with the sale price, there's three prices with the sale price. One is the retail price, which is probably the highest, and that is the best. That's recommended, that's precautious, that's good. The retail price, which is what you would sell it at when the customers buy it from you. However, the point is that there's a bit of flexibility and rukhsa in going to the price which is below the retail price. So you have the retail price, like I said, that's the best, precautious. But number two, the second price is the wholesale price. And there's rukhsa in there. Not that that's superior, but it's rukhsa. Reason being is that because you might have a retail price, but sometimes some people might sell an item cheaper than the retail price. You might have a friend come, you might just give them for free, you might give it for half a price. You might have someone who might say, okay, I just want 7-8 altogether, and you might say, okay, you might put it down a bit. So because the retail price is not set in stone, therefore there is this rukhsa. So that's also permissible. This is what Mufti Taqi Uthmani Hafizahullah has mentioned. And then number three, there's even a third price which is further rukhsa, which is not even the wholesale price. Rather, if somebody was to come to you and say, I'm going to buy all your stock off you at once. Imagine you want to sell your business. It's possible because nothing's 100% guaranteed. You might just, you know, in the middle of the year or something just suddenly happened and you just want to now just wrap up and sell your business and sell everything. One person says that, you know what, I'll buy everything off you, all your stock, whatever you've got, what will you give it to me at? And you'll probably give it to him cheaper than even the wholesale price, maybe even half price. So that is the third rukhsa that Shaykhul Islam Mufti Taqi Uthmani Hafizahullah has explicitly mentioned, that because of this, it is permissible, and there is a rukhsa dispensation that if somebody thinks that if somebody was to come and buy all my stock at once right now, how much would I give all of my stock at once? Maybe you might give it at half price. So that is also a permissible, you know, costing to be taken whilst making zakat calculations. However, like I said in the beginning, the normal retail price is the most superior, inshallah. I hope this explains the issue. Jazakumullah ta'ala khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.